pretty good food.
Bro. I've got a couple of pigeons outside going at it.
Oh, that was quick. I've got a couple of pingers ready to go at it.
No, a couple of pigeons were going at it. You know what they're like.
Age old mating ritual.
And it wasn't much mating, man. That was a tap and gap in all sense of the word. This guy just slammed down, gave him a little and then he was off, bro. Didn't even turn to, like, I don't even know if he even looked at her.
Wham bam, thank you, man. What? Yeah. Didn't even look at her.
Yeah,
that's, it was like, disrespectful.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking.
I hope you chased him with a broom.
No, I just sat down and started talking to you.
Yeah, fair enough. It could be their thing. It could be into that kind of play, kink, if you will.
What?
I've heard some people are into it.
Kink. What a word.
Yep, carries a lot of...
a lot of things.
A lot of meanings. Yeah, for sure. A lot of things with a lot of different people.
Like, you know, some people could have something between their shorts that might have a kink in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, mate. Exactly. Like a tail. The tail of a cat that was run over by a quad bike on the farm. That'd have a hell of a kink.
McDonald's farm.
Yeah, I think he had a couple of kitty cats.
E-I-E-I-O, I think.
Buddy? I don't. What's going on, mate? What's going on in London? In the London town?
Oh, sorry, bro. I can't hear you over my tan, eh? It's outrageous.
Oh, is that what that fire noise was? Furnace.
Yeah, bro, like, I'm looking outside right now. It's just beautiful blue sky with like a beaming sun on my face. I might have to take the flipping shirt off, bro. Straight up. It's getting to that point.
Get the rig out.
I'm upstairs in someone else's room. It's kind of weird. But you know I'll do it. Nah.
Are they in there? Are they awake?
They are not in there. I don't actually know where they are, but I've basically got two rooms.
Nice.
That was a weird noise, eh? What are you doing?
A couple of weird noises. You've never not made a weird noise. What's that, sorry?
What are you doing at this exact second?
This exact second, I am sitting on my computer chair, gazing at my utensils in front of me. I've got a pretty full bench right now, actually, to be honest. I went shopping in the weekend and I did a bit of brain feeding. So I bought some, what I've got in front of me, I got some omega-3, some 4x strength wild fish oil concentrate. But they're not a sponsor, by the way. But, you know, it's good for the brain, bro.
Where did you get those from?
It's called the Chemist Warehouse, and all the vitamins, and there's so much there, bro, like green tea extract stuff you put in a drink, super, like way cheaper than anywhere else. So I stocked up on, yeah, omega-3, some magnesium.
The omnesium.
The old good old magnesium.
Only magnesium is the mineral where humans are the most deficient in the world. Magnesium.
Most deficient in, you say?
Yeah, most efficient. This is quite interesting, you know, statistic.
Bro, because it's pretty, you always hear about it, eh? Everyone always sort of recommends it. Like,
Yeah.
I know it's good for your mood. You're your.
It's important for like sleep.
Fights real depression. For
sleep. Yeah, but there's so much stuff. There's so much stuff on it, eh?
And just, yeah, it makes you feel better in that. So, yeah, I got some of that. And then my multivitamins. I don't know, just because you want your A's disease. You want your A disease, mate. You want your B's and your B12s. So I just...
Your A disease.
Yeah, bro. Also got some 85% dark chocolate in front of me.
Bro, yeah, some 85%. It's very restricted of what they have over here just because of what's going on. So you just can't... anything I can get that's dark, I've been slamming, but... I don't know if they're actually that good. They're just the only dark one they have, so they could just have like a couple.
Are you still talking about chocolate? Or
yeah,
oh, okay.
I am now.
Carry on.
I can't even remember what I was talking about, but I was too busy looking at
the dark chocolate, bro. So you've got to be very careful, man, because they say it says dark on it, but dark doesn't even mean that dark. Dark can mean even down to like 55% less. and you want 85%
Oh, is that what
if you're going for the old, like the
is that
health
what they
benefits,
mean by
which
is
I
that what
mean,
they mean
who
by
the
dark?
fuck is? What's that? Sorry, I'm dark. Yeah, bro. So 85% or higher is like the ideal, like amount of cocoa to
did
like
you say
throw.
85?
Yeah, because it boosts your blood
So
flow.
This whole time I thought when they said dark chocolate that they were meaning like, you know, dark, mysterious, naughty, a bit like devilish, like that kind of dark. That's what I was thinking. I was like, what?
Yeah, like middle of winter, not daylight savings kind of dark.
Who the hell is daylight and why is he saving up? What's he saving up for, bro? Has he got a big festy in summer?
Nah, he's saving up for the recession.
Oh, how did he know the coronavirus was going to happen, eh?
He started the coronavirus.
Tell him to drop a pin and we'll come deal to him.
Yeah, he had a pet bat and they had a relationship.
What was the bat's name?
Brent.
Brent the bat. Oh, yeah. Sounds formal. Did he go to Yale?
Harvard. But Brent the bat had some decent bent, bro.
Naughty.
Well, naughty. Well, naughty. And yeah, that's about spot on. And again, obviously, my molecular cell biology sixth edition by Freeman. That never leaves my side. Gosh.
You'll be able to cite that, well, what's on the cover anyway, you know, later on in life. You know, you're at a party and someone just starts, you know how you're at a party and someone just randomly starts talking about the sixth edition of molecular instructions, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, you'll be sweet in those conversations.
Depends who, what parties you're getting invited to. It's pretty exclusive, so you probably wouldn't have heard about it.
Party in your pants?
I haven't heard about it either, but I've felt it. And yes, it is in my pants.
How many are invited? What's the list looking like? Is there any...
open invite?
Yeah, is it open invite?
Yeah, but...
Or they pay you to go?
Well, I was going to start charging, do a little raffle.
I'm just gonna have to stop there for a couple of seconds and do 5 seconds of silence. This car just drove past with a coffin in the back and flowers around it. I'm gonna not make an assumption, but maybe assume that it could be coronavirus related. So let's have 5 seconds silence for the fallen victim.
There was a delayed 5 seconds silence, so that was about 7 seconds for me. Nice.
Shit, you're never going to get those two back. Oh, I'll give them
Do you reckon it would have been Corona?
I'm not 100%.
The UK's going mad right now, but I read that was it's got the most deaths in all of Europe.
I mean, it is London, but then again, they were idiots and didn't shut it down quick enough. But what is it on now, 30,000?
Unsure, bro. Unsure. That was this morning. Changes like my bloody undies.
It's only changing in one direction, though.
Yeah, true, which isn't a good thing. But so maybe it was the person who died, but also maybe not, because other people are dying as well.
Mate,
just COVIDers.
Bro, so there's a next door, we've got next door neighbors here, and I've kicked over a football. There's another little ball that we were hitting to go out. We've got like a clothing line, kind of like a net in our backyard so we can play like little games. But on the first day we got it, we hit a ball, a football and a shuttlecock over the fence. Haven't seen them since. It's been about 3 weeks. Like they just a bit. I don't know if they thought they suddenly just brought all three of those items or they don't care or they don't care about us wanting to do some sports.
What kind of net was it? Like a crazy catch or
it's not a net at all. It's just a clothing line. For clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It just goes in the middle of the courtyard, but the way it's set up, it's kind of like a box square. You can kind of get a little game going, but yeah, it's so if you hit it a little bit too high, you know, it's so easy for it to go next door, as it happened three times with three different balls.
Why didn't you go over and get it is my question straight away.
With coronavirus, it's not really a thing you want to be doing, walking around people's houses. So I've been kind of waiting for them to come out and then getting their attention, but oh, hey, have you seen three of my balls? Yeah, one of them's in your hand, you idiot. You know what I mean?
And the other two are in your mouth.
Let's go.
Are you Are you serious about that, or you just at the time couldn't be fucked going over and getting the ball and hoped that eventually they'd chuck it over? Because obviously they go outside for their little bit of oxygen for the day. So when they do, they'll chuck it back over.
A little bit, but then
I would have gone, bro.
You should have gone. To actually get over there, it's quite difficult in terms of like physical demandingness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so. I'll be able to get over there. I reckon you would be able to get over there.
Oh, even me?
Yeah.
Could I have two firemen helping me?
Yeah, afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Victory. Oh. Victory celebration.
No, victory lap.
Fire dance.
The victory clap where you get the clap from one of the firemen.
Oh, I'd make sure they're wrapped up. Slip, slop, slapped and wrapped.
Sounds like
then
me.
Turn on the then turn on the hose.
Hose.
Yeah, turn up the hose. Turn on the hose, I suppose.
And have a good old fashioned hoedown. Do you remember whose line is it anyway? They used to have those hoedowns.
Yeah, bro.
And
yeah.
That was a good show, improv show. Quick on your feet show.
Yeah, bro. That guy who hosted it. They had some good shows. What was his name? Drew.
Drew Carey that did the British one, but then there was also an American. Oh no, he was American. Was that the American one? Yeah,
I think he was.
Because they also had an old school British one, but the guy that was hosting it wasn't that funny. But the people that were on were like your Collins and your Ryans.
Oh, your big names.
You got Wayne in there, obviously doing the singing.
Yeah, you got to get Wayne in there. And
there's always that fourth dude that is just there. I don't know.
Sound guy.
No, the fourth guy that was on Whose Line Is Anyway, he just like, I don't know what it was about him, but most of the things he did, they weren't funny to me. But for the other three, they were. But then again,
it was because he was white.
No, Colin and Ryan are whiter than you.
Now that's saying nothing.
Transparency, bro.
Casper. Casper the friendly ghost. Are you taking any medication for your illness? Nah. Are you taking any supplements, bro, right now?
No.
You're taking a bit of B12 because you're meatless. You're a meatless
I have jellyfish. I have so much eggs and dairy that I think I'm fine with that. But I was supposed to have my B12 intramuscle injection in February or March.
Oh.
Remember. But obviously, you know, you're not going to be going in there now. But
intramuscle.
Yeah,
so is that implying you've got more than one muscle?
I've only got two muscles. I'm not telling you where they are. You have to find them.
Wherever they are, that needle goes in.
Yeah, so it's always moving.
Oh, tough job for the nurse.
I haven't gone in to get that injection, but I have a lot of energy where I can work out multiple times a day and do these long-ass bike rides. And whilst I was about to say something for the R18s, but sorry, mate.
So your testosterone's still sort of rock high.
My testosterone.
Is that what you're implying, as well as all this energy?
No, I was more talking about getting red-eyed and ready.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's a legality. Sweet potato. Yeah. I don't know, but...
So what do you think has given you that much energy that's changed?
We have to be... I don't know if it can be one... Because you can't test it or anything. I don't think it can be one thing. But it's
your son employed?
Sun employed. I'm employed by the sun. Belasco, this tan game's paying for itself. But yeah, having a lot of free time certainly does help.
Yeah,
but then again, it's
well, it can help, but not. I don't think it can help for everyone though, bro. That's not.
I don't think that's it
because I reckon there's a lot of depressed people right now and people who are gutted about not doing anything, and that's not making them happy. And they could even have a sick tan, but I don't know. They probably don't.
Oh, there's definitely...
They did get a bit of vitamin D then.
You're for sure. There's definitely going to be people like that. Just not... You're not used to not having anything to do. Those are the people that are going to have... They're going to have the most trouble. Just being kind of cooped up in your house and not having any means to, like, relieve any of the stress there. I don't know. You know what I mean, G.
100%. Know what you mean. It's these people without hobbies. These people, yeah. If you don't have something to learn or like engage your brain, have purpose, I guess.
Yeah.
Then you just, it's so easy just to lose that motivation and energy and just go through the motions, eat shit food, fuck it. Nah, there's a, we're on lockdown. Stay out
late. Have you been eating shit food? Just keep
watching Netflix after Netflix. Have I been eating shit food? Not every day. Nah, I mostly no, bro. Mostly I try and watch what I eat, especially like in the morning and it, for lunch. And then, because I get that dinner delivery at the moment. So it's like pretty healthy, delicious food every night. So it's like just chucking it in the microwave. If it's not filling enough, like I had like chicken and kuma in there. If it's not filling enough, I'll have a couple of eggs. But my problem is I'll get a little bit baked and just want to eat like anything. So I've got to not buy it because I know I'm weak. So I'll smash it like easily a couple of ice creams a night and like chocolate cereal. Oh, yeah, you watch out, Tim Tams. Bro, so like,
I know what you mean. Cause I was,
not very often.
Tim Tams. Maybe. Oh, we haven't got those over here.
Wow.
I'm not telling you. What you're talking about with the temptation, I know that if I buy it, you're gonna eat it. You know, that's just natural. But then at the supermarket, I was just like, I want to try and test my willpower here. So I was like, I'm going to buy this and just like only have a couple. You know what I mean? Like, and just test my willpower.
Was it with the pack? What did you buy? Did you have
a large packet of? Oh, no, that was for dessert. A large packet of Doritos, the chili heat.
Wow. Wave. Okay.
So I just like yeah. I just wanted to have a cup. I was just wanted to test myself by having like a couple to a half a bag, and then put it away. And then I did it, and then within 10 to 15 seconds, I picked the bag up and then ended up eating the entire bag. This was like before dinner.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just remember thinking to myself, like, shit, man, they really know what they're doing with what they've put in this to make, like, I felt like I have a strong will. Like, if I was to compare myself to the average person, I'd feel like I would. But, yeah, you know what I mean, G? Some things just get you.
Yeah. Oh man, you are not alone. It's so bad. I don't know what is in there as well. It's sugar and crack, but yeah, once you pop, you can't stop. And all my flatmates are the same, eh? We can't really open anything without, you know, it going. Sometimes you have good willpower, and it is good training, I guess, if you can get it right.
Yeah. But
I think out of sight, out of mind, bro.
Unless you've got the rest of your diet on check,
I don't know. Treat yourself. What's that, bro?
Treat yourself.
Yeah, every now and then you've got to.
I mean, I've been
exercising and eating healthy.
Tools of Titan.
I get so much enjoyment out of it. What's that?
In Tools of Titans, they talk about the importance of having a cheat day. And then, like, in the book, it's like when you have a cheat day, go to town, like, it's supposed to be an experience. And there's some psychological.
Cheat isolation?
What, sorry?
What about a cheat isolation? Is that in the book? Is there like a hack for that?
What does that mean?
Just a whole isolation. You can just eat everything. Whole pass.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much what you do. You can eat that day, though.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Is this a slow-release bean diet?
There's no diet. Okay. Slow release bean. What the hell is that?
Oh, you haven't got there, bro. You haven't got to chapter yet. That's Tim Ferriss's like number one diet for getting into shape.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I don't know. I'm up to 157. I don't know what chapter that is.
Okay, what is it, bro?
What are we talking about again?
Who is on the endless line? I've never even heard this accent before.
John from Alabama. That's not Alabama. That's just a weird voice.
The Alabama Slammer.
But my diet, my diet over here for the last, like, this year, has probably been in terms of like the naughtiness, probably the best it's like ever been. Like the last like month especially, I feel like I've been eating probably the best I've eaten in my life in terms of what goes in, like limiting, like sometimes I'll go days without having any like naughty snacks.
Nice. And consistently healthy food and exercising every day.
Well, basically.
You're mad yogi. Mogi.
Basically. Yeah. Well, I've got.
You think you're better than us?
No, but huh? You can't compare yourself to anyone. Don't compare, don't criticize, don't complain. Yeah,
that's good, C's.
Yeah.
And C's get degrees, bro.
But I do, like, as I just said before, don't compare. I'm talking about how good I eat, and then I can have one Dorito and eat an entire big bag. You know what I mean? So something's. I mean, I was baked when I did it, but then again, I would have done it sober, I'm pretty sure, because there's something in those goddamn Doritos.
You probably would have had 3/4 if you were sober, but it's debatable whether you would have finished it.
No, I'm a finisher. Sometimes I finish too quick. Wink!
Yeah, wow. A lot of people agreeing with you on that one, mate.
We've got a lot of nods around the world. A lot of nods.
Yeah, for sure. That hidden camera subscription in your room really paid off.
Exactly.
Swallows for follows, trending.
Swallows for follows, trending. Bro, did you see...
Where else are you up to?
Oh, what?
Go. And that, the old Tim Ferriss, Tools of Titans.
Tools of Tizzos. I'm really enjoying just learning random little things. Some stuff that I learn, I'm like, never in my life will I ever have access to whatever. I mean, like, never say never, but there's some of the stuff in there you will just never have access to, so I just kind of skim over it and try to keep it relevant. But I'm up to it's called Mind Training 101, just talking about meditation and mindfulness at the moment. But one of the ones that we're talking about today, and the guy goes, he was talking about, you know how people say what they're grateful for, you know, the gratitude journals before you go to bed, something you're grateful for, that kind of thing is so big now. Like, people know about it, but then, and this guy talks about saying it for other people. So it's like, okay, so just be like, I wish, like, think this, don't speak, but be like, I wish Hamish to be happy, I wish Jack to be happy, and like wish it on other people. And it was like a shift. And he said, I don't know, I didn't just start learning about it, but it's quite interesting. They say it's apparently quite good. I never thought about it like that.
Oh, but yeah, true. I get that. Pushing out that positive energy, and then just like it just naturally comes back to you, just wishing.
It's good selfless. People.
I reckon it would fill you up with a little bit of joy.
Yeah, that's what they call it, the joy kindness, the joy for kindness. That's what they're calling it. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. What? Explain it. So how often do I have to do it? Who can I thank? Who can I not thank?
They say it in the book. It's like they say to do it in two ways. One is to say, one's called informal, which is just basically say you're in your office at work and you've got people walking past your office, like windows or doors every day, every hour on the hour, just pick two people and just wish that random person to be happy. That's informal. Formal will be to think about someone that means something to you in your life, and then wishing the happiness, like, with a bit more focus towards a specific person, if you know what I mean. So this one lady, she tried it. She said she was like, I hate my job. And then on Monday, went to this course on Monday night. And then on Tuesday, from what she learned, she said it was the best. Oh, so the most happy she had felt in 7 years by simply spending 80 seconds of her day thinking about other people and wishing them to be happy. I was just like, what?
Whoa. Wow. 80% of her day now, she just thinks and
generates positive thoughts. Not 80%, 80 seconds out of the day.
Oh, so wow.
Each hour on the hour, you spend 10 seconds just picking a couple of people that walk past with some happiness just randomly. Next hour, do it. 8 times in a day, you're going to do it for 80 seconds all up. And that's all she did. And then the following day, she said it was the most happy she's found in 7 years. So I was like, interesting. I'm going to have to change up my gratitude journal.
Yeah, nice. And have you done that? Have you tried
that? I only just learned this 40 minutes ago. So not yet. But I have been writing in my notebook like three things that I'm grateful for. And what I've been doing is I put the date of tomorrow in, so it gets me ready for the next day's one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice. But this is, see some of the stuff on there, but I go back and look at it. One of them was just like, one of them was water. One of them was halloumi. One of them was sunshine. It was like just sometimes they're people. Like, I'm yet to put you in there, but.
excuse me. I reckon I feature most days, bro. That's awesome. That's because that's what I always used to think about. I know you're meant. You should like about a gratitude journal and write at the end of the day three things you're grateful for and like let it fill you up. Really like go close your eyes and think about why you're grateful for it. But man, you can. I thought. It had to be more complex than halloumi. That's awesome. Like, for sure, I'm grateful for halloumi.
Well, halloumi's delicious, so that's what I thought. nice. Because I had, the reason why a lot of people don't do these tiny little nerd-out things is they don't actually understand, or like, they wouldn't have, like, looked it up or understood it or anything. But it seems strange and weird. But, like, I listened to this lady talk about it, and she's, because this lady was like, What do you type in? I just struggle what to type in. She's just like, just think of literally anything. It can be having functional lungs, functional eyes, having a best friend, having a car, having money. You can literally say anything. So that's what I'm just saying. These, I got some shockers on there that I'm not even going to repeat. And this is the thing is, you got to do it quick. You can't.
Share
some. My book's downstairs, so. I'd have to go down and get it, but nah, we'll save that for another day. But just some of them are like, I think one was my temperament once. So you're getting a little bit nice. Deeper.
I'll vouch for that. I've seen it been tested though.
Yeah, you've tested it.
I have tested it. I've come close. I've come very close, but
you've come close, but never come on.
Only in.
Where else is there to go?
Yeah. Nice. Okay, temperament. That's all right.
It's all weird, right. Bro. You feel like it's so weird, like sitting there writing this stuff in like a notebook, like a little schoolgirl doing it with her diary. But I've been reading this, the stuff that Tim Ferriss talks about. 80% of the top performers in the world had to do some form of mindfulness thing, whether it's either meditation or journaling. And it seems like even that's why I've written my first flipping short story yesterday because of this. I must have like flowed on from me writing these tiny little gratitude things. I never thought I'd write a bloody short story about broccoli.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Wow. Neither did a lot of people, I'd imagine. But you do. That's fucking awesome, bro. Nice. Yeah. See this new sort of, I don't know, drive to want to be the best version of you.
Growth mindset.
The growth mindset, but that's, you've always had a great mindset, but well, not a motivated one really, you know, you're just chilling. But now something in the last couple months, 6 months or so has changed in you or like got you more into it, got you more, more necessity in you. I don't know. What do you reckon it is?
I don't know what it is, but
do you know what I mean?
What my from the person that I was, I don't know, say last year to this year, it's just it's like such a completely different person. I've never had such a change in 1 year before in terms of just like, because they say the things you do become your habits become your rituals and they just become habitual and it doesn't feel like you're doing them. They're doing you kind of thing because they're so automatic. Those things now, like getting up early in the morning and stretching and doing yoga, like I stretch for probably 1.5, sometimes for 2 hours a day, like just random, like every little chance I get, I'm always just flipping stretching. And like I used to hate stretching it playing hockey, bro. I'd show up, get the ball, go for a dribble for like 5-10 minutes, loosen up, and then go and play. I'd hate doing all these stretches. It sucked. I was just like refused to do them and didn't need to do them because, you know, when you're 17 at school, you're invincible. But then when you get older, the stretching is such a huge, I don't know, but it's cool. I never enjoyed it before.
It's, man, I fucking love a stretch, bro. I agree. I was the same when I used to play sport. You wouldn't have to warm up. Yeah, you just warm the muscles up. You'd fucking hate stretching. You'd have to go and do these stupid little holds and stuff after the game, like with your mates, and it would hurt and be uncomfortable, and you'd see no point in it. But now, bro, I'm the same. I don't go a day without just like stretching, and it just makes you feel so much better and happier and less pains everywhere. That's the main thing I do.
No, your doctor flatmate said there's no evidence for that. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm questioning that he's actually a doctor. I'm doing the DNA test.
Maybe he's a doctor like Ross is a doctor on Friends.
Or Chandler, or Joey Tribbiani in the TV show.
Oh, that would have been funnier.
Yeah, too bad you didn't think of it. I wouldn't worry about. He says he just. Yep. Yeah, I do. I reckon you have made me funnier. I don't know if I would have been funny eventually because it was always inside me.
Who was always inside you?
Not like you, but I reckon both because you've definitely given me more.
Yeah,
free reign to really say comes into my head.
if you meet someone that's either on your level or sometimes a little further down than you are on the wacky spectrum, you can really open up, you know, because and then there's a general feed off feed shark scenario where it just progressively gets to a stage where. One of you's looking at each other like, mate, I don't know, could get arrested for this sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, bro. You go tip for tat, and there's really just, I don't know, no boundaries. You just, it's good training. But it also can really get some sideways glances when...
you need to think. You've got to think of it from like a neuroscience perspective of what you would need to do to keep being funny in a like fluid motion, because you have to consistently think of new funny things to say. They need to all link up. There needs to be like a flow on effect. You can't be swapping between topics. Mm-hmm. Like it takes a lot of like full on creativity. Then I was talking to, about that guy that had that massive link between, he said there was a huge link between creativity and humor.
Oh, you did tell me that. I don't. I don't know who it was.
You know, at the end of like a podcast, they'll say name a couple of things that you would like people to do. You know, at the end of a podcast, just the everyday people out there that always say some little gem. This guy said play more and write poetry, just something that where there's a bit of humor in it, because he said the chance or the opportunity to be humorous is. Yeah, correlates with creativity.
Nice, bro. That's the playfulness. That's it. Like your almost child side, which you know, you just have fun. That's what. Yeah, I'd be like, that's the happiest people I sort of know. If I can sort of think, are the most playful. Not in a mature sort of way, but kind of as well. You know, I think it's the best. I hope I'm
aware. Yeah, I don't think. If you're, how old are you now? 29.
So, in 2 days.
Yeah, mate. Your personality, like the majority of your personality trait, is in you by the age of 5. So, you're 30, 29. I reckon you're not going to change. You'll change, obviously, a little bit, but I don't reckon you'll lose that. That small party that makes people want to kick you out.
Yeah, beat the shit out of me. That's crazy about the five the personalities in you by 5, because if you think about like comedians and funny people who you know have had some ruthless upbringings and like a ruthless horrible childhood but are still so funny. You know what I mean?
Do you mean because they had traumatic experiences between the ages of 0 and 5, or?
Yeah, I mean, because they've had such like horrible childhoods and memories, you'd think it would affect their personality already, and so they're. But you know, that's where so many humorous people, comedians come from, crazy upbringings. So it obviously doesn't affect your deep down personality. I don't know.
Well,
or it does.
That was one of the things that was in, it wasn't in this book. It was in a podcast I was listening to yesterday, where they said, for the first 5 years of your life is where from like 1 to 5 is where your personality forms. And like, it seems like baffling because it's so early that you can kind of seal off a huge chunk of your personality by the age of 5. I got no idea when I was like in 0 from 1 to 5, but I must have been a hell of a lot funnier now.
Yeah, you bloody hope so. Now you would have had all your brothers to feed off. Humor. You said your brothers, how old's Dion? Like mid-40s? Still sending
always penis just photos. He does them in magazines. Pictures. You pick up. Mum still gets them delivered sometimes. And remember going back there, you just open up and you'll just be like Oprah with a Vayner. You know, you'll be like, hey, what are you doing with that, Derek? Yeah, he's very old. Pretty much everyone has a very there's no one in my family that has a mature humor. Every single one of them is immature. Like, that's the only way to describe it. But there's just varying levels of that immaturity. And I thought I was up there at the top of the spectrum. But talking to my brother's girlfriend, she was just like, man, he fully changes when you guys aren't around. He gets super weird. and he's just like, she's
really
just,
or way, just like, what, way sillier,
way funnier when it's just them two, like, said. And it's just like, I could 100% know who's talking about, because with like with Mel, I remember just like, you can just, you just genuinely don't care about how you come off because you trust him so much, kind of thing. You just kind of how I feel about you, but I don't want to bang you as a woman. Yeah.
Not again.
But yeah, it's a free reign to really let your hair down if you've only got one, or hairs down.
Yeah, man, for sure. That is you're fully yourself, pretty much. So you know, you practice on it. Yeah, your throwaways, your silly stuff, your boogies.
Keep doing stuff that's not funny. But I remember I used to, when they could go, you'll be walking and you'll just like
tap what that is.
Their back leg into their front leg to make them kind of trip forward a little bit. I think you know what I'm talking about, like an ankle tap.
Didn't you do that to your mother when she was holding?
I did do that to my mother when she was holding a cup of tea in a hospital. But that woman's got the balance and elegance of a Cheshire cat, so I knew she'd be able to handle it. Sadly, doesn't have what?
And she looks great in lycra too.
I think my dad looks better. We're actually in there to see my dad. But yeah, I gave her a little trip, and she just kind of did a little stumble forward and was just like, meh. And I was just like, yeah. You know, you just got to, sometimes you got to keep your 62-year-old mother on her toes, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
My dad used to do that with me with random stuff to give me good hand-eye coordination, you know? Come home from shopping and just randomly throw random shopping in the area, and then he'd always just say the same two words. He'd be like, think fast, and he'll just grab any kind of groceries and he'll throw it in the air, and wherever I am in the kitchen, I'll just assume something's going in the air, and I'll try and I'll catch it. And he did this for years, and I remember him doing it with like trays, like not trays of eggs, like the little six packs of eggs. And then I remember him doing it individually with one egg, like a plain egg in the air, and I had to try and catch this egg real soft. I was just like,
that is such good training, bro. Like, you, without you even knowing it, would have been working on your reflexes and just always being on hand-eye coordination.
I broke one egg at the end when I had a headphones in. My dad just like, think fast, wasn't even listening. No, just like, straight into the ground. But every single one I tried to catch, I'm fairly certain I got it because he wouldn't throw it out of my reach. He'd throw it kind of to me. I just had to be aware and think, and sometimes they were a little dicey, yeah. But I'd be confident I got the majority of them. I 100% reckon he's the reason I have the hand-eye coordination that I have, just from all these tiny little random things like that, just smacking tennis balls at you, testing your hand-eye. Yeah.
Testing. What was it, tennis racket? Once
I don't know why I took this so seriously. From your bed. Do you remember Danish rounders? Oh, it's like the baseball, dogs. The game baseball. Yep. You have a tennis racket, and then...
Shit, that was a stab in the dark.
Oh, you're thinking about... Missed. It does sound like a dog breed, the Danish rounder. So baseball game of baseball. The person in the middle pitching is on the person that's batting's team. So,
pitches on the batter's team. Just to try and whack it as far as he can,
and the fielders try and get the ball back to the middle where the pitcher threw the ball. Oh, sorry, actually, that means that they're on the same team. So ignore that part. Basic game of baseball.
I've ignored the whole thing.
But instead of that, they throw a tennis ball up and you just whack it with a tennis racket. The thing is, you just run around and come back exactly like baseball, but you're using a tennis racket and a tennis ball. So when you throw the when the ball goes like you've hit it. The only way to get someone out is to get it back to the ring that it was pitched from. So if you can hit it far enough, the majority of the time you're going to get a home run because they can't get it back in time because, you know, it's a tennis racket. So you can smack it pretty far. And we'd go 30 on 30, classroom versus classroom, when we were like 11, 12. And
so it was you versus your dog.
That was a little later. It was like the final playing in school versus this other team. And I just remember taking it so seriously. I came home the night before and I was practicing catching and like just getting my dad. I was like, Dad, can you whack tennis balls at me? And he's just like, what the hell? He's like, oh, I've got a final tomorrow for this thing. I just want to keep my, I don't know why I took this so seriously, but I was just training in the backyard for like, this is because I was super young in the backyard, just testing all my like catching and stuff and ended up like injuring my foot in the training.
In your backyard for getting better so you can go to school like and just rip up.
Like I still smashed home runs, you know, as you would with a tennis racket. But the thing is with this game is that you could have as many people on the first base as you want. So if the guy just whacks it like 2 meters, he's going to get out, but he just needs to get to that first base. So sometimes you could load like 10 people up on first base, then get one of your heavy hitters to come in and then just launch it. It was such a fun game because it tested like hand-eye coordination, catching, smacking with a tennis racket. It was so fun, man.
Yeah, get your competitive edge.
I mean, I didn't think about girls then. I was only 12. Later on that year, though, I did have my first kiss.
I'd imagine...
12 years old. In the river ride at the swimming pool.
Yeah, nice. In the river ride. Oh, is that the,
Yeah, the current, river ride. It's just a strong current. But the one in Upper Hutt, I think the engineer turned it up a couple extra knots, bro, because you could get, like, if you weren't sure, you'd get out of the river ride and be like, sweet, I'm going to go that way to that other pool, and you just get pushed all the way to the other end of the pool, bro, and you got to come all the way back. Luckily, I'm built. Just if you wanted to come out of the river ride and suddenly go left, you couldn't because it was so strong, even though there was like a pool there. It was just like...
So how passionate was this kiss, mate? Going down a river
ride. I was a kid. I was 12. Were
there kids around?
Oh, so what happened is a girl, yeah, there was true. A girl and you're someone came up to me and goes, hey, I'm going to even say her name. She ain't listening to this. It was like... She's like, this girl came up to me and said, hey Matthew, Haley said she wants to kiss you. And like, Haley was pretty at school. She was probably taller than me, to be honest. It looked like she had developed before little Maskins did. But then they were like, okay, let's go up to the hydro slide. There's a couple in front of us. we went down in the hydroslide. They were hooking up, and because apparently the things you go down the hydroslide and pash, that was just like the thing at the slutty ass swimming pool in Upper Hutt. Went down the hydroslide. A couple in front were passing, and I was just sitting there so nervous that I chickened out the whole hydroslide way down. We're just sitting there side by side. I was just looking at like the wall. Well, look at that nice bit of hydroslide there, you know. Just then come out, and I'm just like, oh my god, what the hell? I just chickened out, and then like maybe like an hour later, I think we like she just went off swimming, and then we like came back to the river ride, and then apparently that was she was like, oh, she still wants to kiss you or something. And I was just like, went down the river ride, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it in the river ride. It takes about 60 seconds to go through this river ride. Went through, got to about 50 seconds into the river ride, just about to come out, and I'm like, okay, if I don't do it here, I'm not gonna be able to do it. And then just like launched in and had no clue what I was doing. I was probably hooking up with her eye socket. And then came out of that, and then like came out of that and just went in. Like,
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, told one of my mates.
I think. Still counts.
He didn't believe me at first. He was just like, bullshit, you kissed Hayley. Because she was pretty, I'll be honest with you. I was quite stoked with myself.
Looked a couple years older. Well, I'm still not.
That's what I think. I think she was doing me a solid. Just like, oh, look at this little virgin. She
definitely looked older.
I'm like, virgin, I was 12 years old, girl.
Just like a hazing method. Gosh, I'm a virgin.
Talk me through your first kiss.
What do you take me for? Nice, bro. I mean.
With a girl.
Okay. Wow. It caused a bit of a scene, to be honest, bro. Oh. Oh, okay. Nah, that was Mallow, bro. That was just, it caused a bit of a scene, mate. It was on, I was about 11, I think, and we were on school camp. So it was at intermediate school camp, guys and girls, and we finally had a bit of alone time. So we all went into the woods and started playing Spin the Bottle. And I would like our classmates, but I had no idea what to do. I remember I'd seen it happen a few times on the old school playground. I just remember a lot of tongue.
Open up and use your tongue.
That's
actually literally what it was, mate. Like,
yeah, it wasn't great. It was a sloppy affair. And I say sloppy affair because the girl that I hooked up with actually had a boyfriend, who wasn't on the camp. Yeah, and I was a puny little, like tiny little boy, much like I am now, but like even smaller then. And the boyfriend found out when we got back to school, and I was shitting myself because he was known to be like a bad scrapping motherfucker. So luckily he just gave me a little roughing up and let me on my way.
Nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, I guess lesson learned. You never forget your first.
That's true. I
yeah.
I had a random little stalk off. I was just like, I wonder what Hayley is like now. You know, like you have a buzz out and check who all the popular hotties were from school, see what they're up to on Facebook or something. And yeah, but sad to say, the majority of them did not age well. I'll be honest with you. Big personalities.
Oh, you know, depends. Yeah. Could be bad filters. Well, that's why I want to get in, like, well, I'm worried, not worried about aging, but I want to get on top of it, you know, always moisturizing, having my vitamins. But I mean, being from New Zealand, we probably no one ages well because of the fucking ruthless sun that just destroys us. And when you're growing up, all you want to do is get a sick tan. And you're willing to put up with a bit of sunburn, but dermatologist.
Yeah, you need a little bit though. You definitely need a little bit. That's what I learned in my sleep studies. They were said like it's just if you get in the sun, but as soon as you burn, you've ruined it. But if you get in, you're supposed to get. That was one of the list of 21 things he said to get better sleep was to get more sunlight every day. Just go outside, chill in the sun. Obviously, you don't burn yourself like an idiot, but
yeah, for sure. Oh man, There's, yeah, for sure, bro. That's exactly it. And there's only so much you can get from other forms of vitamin D, because I think there's a, over 500 receptors in your skin that react to the actual sunlight and make you feel better, release more endorphins. Yeah, so it definitely can correlate to happiness. I reckon.
I'm sure you're not aging too bad. You still look like a child. Doctor.
Yeah, that's I was gutted about that for a long time, but because all my mates are older and I was always mistaken. But now I enjoy it and I'm happy about it. I reckon, and it's funner, like, you know, like smiling and laughing.
Well, just what I was going to say is that helps as well. I had the exact same situation. Well, majority of people in my family, no one really looks how old they are, especially my mum. She looks younger, but it's like it's probably not from drinking alcohol for 40 years. What was it?
Yeah, it's definitely not from chasing around
what were we talking about?
Competitive
again?
Boys around Wellington.
Aging, So I remember saying that to my parents. I was just like, because I was like you, bro. I just didn't like look like a flipping man until I was like 20. Like, in terms of like, I was always like quite scrawny and just didn't look that old at all. And I remember talking to my dad about it once, about how I look young and how he looks young. And I was saying it like with my tone, he saw it as a negative thing. And I remember him, I'll always remember him saying this to me and saying, son, it's a curse when you're young, but a blessing when you're old. So I was like, that was the like exact words he told me. So I was like, that whole time I'm like, yeah, you look like a little baby now, but later on, everyone's gonna look old, and you're still gonna look young. I mean, the way around that is, who cares what you look like, and just act young.
Nice. Yeah, without a doubt, for sure, bro. It is a.
Bro, that's one of the things I've been doing. Yeah,
don't worry,
what heaps, bro. Because I don't
always act long, but not, nice.
I haven't.
Good,
do you remember when I said I was using this desk upstairs in this room to like read the book and type and do some work on my laptop and stuff? I haven't done that for a while because after listening to that Alexander, the Align guy, and he talks about like sitting on the floor. I sit on the floor for hours throughout the day. Like, if I'm not on my laptop, yeah, but I'm just pounding the face shit down. Out of it. Just like cross-legged, just kind of sitting there. Like, if I'm watching something on a documentary or something, I'll just sit on the floor. Nice. I'll try to read on the floor, stuff on the floor, because he's saying that we just need to get back to the whole act of getting to the ground. You know, if you're standing up and you needed to sit down on the ground, the way to test someone's like, how able they are is how many points of reference you need to like successfully do that movement. So if you're young, you can probably sit down without using your hands, you know, just cross your legs and get down. And you get a bit older, you might need to use one hand to put it down. And then when you're really old, you'll need to put both hands down first before you could sit down. And he said that when you get older, there's heaps of these countries in the world that have this high, it's called a fall risk, the risk that you are going to fall when you're older. And there's countries in the world like the Vietnam and stuff like that where there just simply doesn't exist because they're always getting up and down off the floor and that little Vietnamese squat and stuff like that. So I'm going to try now spend as much time on the floor. Yeah, being a little bit
shorter. They do have a lot less way to go. But makes sense, man. I as you were talking, I tried to get onto the floor without using my hands, and it takes some effort, bro. Like, but it doesn't feel natural. So for them to be doing that, until they're old, of course, they'd just be so used to being that low, can adapt to it.
The posture,
strong core.
Posture is so amazing. Core. Like, your posture can actually literally affect. So there's like four times as many neurons going from your stomach like your gut to your brain, and then the other way around. So instead of your brain telling your stomach things, your stomach is telling your brain things. Like, you know what I mean? There's four times more neurons going, they're going the other way. Simply sitting up, like straight, opening up your chest and like opening things up can affect your mood. Like where they put a pen in people's mouths to make them do a fake smile, or like a fake smile motion if the pen's going sideways. So they didn't actually think they were smiling. They just said, answer these questions while with this pen in your mouth. They'd have no idea what was going on, answering the questions normally. But then later on, they do like a study of their, like, it's like a self-study of how happy they were. And the study of the people that had the pen in their mouth came out happier just by simply having the pen in their mouth. So the simple act of smiling can kind of like trick you. You do the movement first, can sort of like trick you, not trick your brain, but tell your brain to be happy, if that makes sense. Or does that sound weird?
Yeah, for sure. Because I guess you'd always correlate that movement with smiling and being happy, you know, because every single time pretty much you are happy or you laugh, yeah, you're going to do that movement, you're going to smile. So you're reversing it instead of like a brain.
Exactly. So if I said to you, if I ask you a question,
if
you can imagine what someone that is lonely, sad and depressed, what their body would look like, you know, it will be hunched over. You know what I mean? It'll be closed. It'll be closed off. You might be in a fetal position. Like, you know, if you were to just... Yeah, you may have, maybe. But if you got that person...
Might have a My Chemical Romance t-shirt on.
If you just imagine sitting straight, like, at a desk with your back nice and straight, opening your shoulders, putting your back shoulder blades together, opening up your chest. I'm actually doing it right now. And, like, looking up. So you like pop it open, look up into the sky. It's very hard the emotion, because you're just so like, it's like a very positive, empowering posture to be in, and it's hard to it can honestly change. Well, that's what he says anyway. If you feel like sad, just smile, even though you might not feel like you want to. Just make the motion with your face, and even though you're sad on the inside, it'll be slow, but there's like a neural connection there when you do it with your physical, it sort of goes inward, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm smiling right now.
Shit, what's the time, bro?
Feeling good. Yeah, for sure, man. That makes a lot of sense. Especially with the sitting on the floor, like, yeah, that posture. So now when you say you meant to spend most of the time sitting on the floor on your computer,
yeah, so like, you want to try to keep your back straight. So there's a thing. I only just found these, bro. I'm 31. And I just realized humans have sitting bones. So I knew there was a bone on my ass, but I was just like, oh, I got a bony ass or whatever. But there's actually like it's almost like squared off at the bottom. That's what exactly on the seat where you're supposed to be sitting down. So most people are actually sitting the wrong way and sitting on their ass with the sitting bone going inward. So you curve your back, ruin your posture. You can look at it online. It's almost like you're sitting forward with your legs open, like it looks like you're meditating. But instead of, like, if you look at people with, like, if you sit cross-legged on the ground, there's pressure points not sitting. Are you sitting on the ground now? Like, sit on the ground, sit on the ground with your legs crossed, like you would, now at school when you're a child.
Yeah.
Just sit like that. You can try and sit with as straight as back as you want, but eventually where your feet, where your calves and your ankles meet between your legs, there's going to be a pressure point there and you're not going to be able to sit there. You need to get everything in a line. So the way he talks about it is you stack it down from your vertebrae up. So you start in your neck, bang, 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 goes into your pelvis, bang, 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 and it ends on your sitting bone. So everything should be in a straight line. It's quite...
So what I want to try and align my whole spine.
The easiest way to do it, I'll send you this video that I watch. There's no way. So I'll give you another tip.
Link will be in the bio.
What you're doing now, sitting down on the floor. Can you go and grab a pillow from your bed and fold it in half so that it's thicker, and then put it and sit on that and tell me what you notice.
I'm putting it in half. And sitting it right on my... Yeah, sitting bone?
You'll feel it.
Yeah. Oh, so how's it? Fuck, that feels good, so you, bro. You can
like, see how your legs are crossed. It's relieving the pressure because it's making you more upright, but you're still going to have those pressure points on your legs, but just simply because they're touching. Now, if you put your to try and cross your legs one in front of the other instead of one on top of the other, do you know what I mean? So the both ankles are on the ground.
One in
both
front
ankles
of the
or
other.
Both feet are on the ground. Yeah. Yep. So that open posture is how you're supposed to. Or like that's the sort of posture you sit. You may need to get two pillows on either side because you won't be flexible enough in your hip flexor for your things to lower down. So you'll put pillows on either side like that, and you kind of sit. If you get it right, but it feels like you're not sitting because everything's just perfect. Like it's such a it takes a while to get right, but I'll send you a.
Feels effortless, like it's just so the comfiest.
They say that the most comfortable position in all of yoga tradition, the most comfortable and effortless position to sit in is called the flying lotus, or the lotus position, sorry. And it's like how you're sitting, but you would have seen them in yoga movies where the guy puts the both feet up on top of his quads and goes inward, and it kind of crosses over. It looks incredibly uncomfortable, and it is, and takes years and years and years of practice to get to it. But if you get it right, all the pressure, there's no, it doesn't, you like, you can't notice it yourself sitting there because everything's crossed over perfectly. You're perfectly in line. You're exactly the way forward, back. Everything is just like in this perfect homeostasis line where you don't feel anything, but it takes, you look at this, you Google the pose bow lotus position. It's looks gnarly on the joints and the knees. But
how long would it take you to be able to do that? So from a not like a person who doesn't really stretch it much to this
10 years,
this lotus. Maybe. What a name, by the way. Like, is it like a play on words that in Blades of Glory? That's the Iron Lotus is the hardest move ever in ice skating. It's killed a man.
The Iron Lotus.
But the sitting. So the sitting is the.
Yeah, because like apparently opposite. You just use. It's just like. The thing is, your feet are also pointing to the sky. That's how you're sitting. So, you know, normally you're cross-legged, your feet are pointing horizontally at each other or against, like, wherever you're sitting. The idea is to bend your feet around so that the sole of your feet is pointing to the sky. So that's what I mean by leaning forward if you're trying to find a position.
Man.
It's very difficult, though. I can't... I'm not even close.
It must be late because I can't even fathom that right now, mate. You're going to have to send it to me.
Yeah, but it's fucking 2 o'clock.
In this sucker here, mate. Yeah.
That means I'll it's 10:52. Yeah, bro, sweet.
Get my sleep.
All good, Jeep.
Consolidate
this
on my
This is the longest one yet. 63 minutes of solid gold.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, some would say, maybe. But, yeah.
All right, so khaki down or...
Have a great day,
mate.
Say hello to Miles.
Cheers.